One.
Now, think of your
adults 25 to 34. We're still number one.
I really like to point out when you know, we say that very, very, we're so used to dealing with those numbers that we say it, and we say it very, very quickly. And I don't think it really, it doesn't make an impact unless you say, listen, stop and think.
Yeah.
Adults 18 to 49. Think about you, whoever's listening in their car right now.
Number one.
If you're that, you know, in that age group, we're number one in that age group.
Yeah. Have been for the last 3 years running.
Right.
It was one demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, albeit a big one.
Right.
But one demographic that we had a downward turn in the last ratings book, and I would be the last guy to make an excuse. But I'll tell you that all of the shows on WJFK had similar erosion in the very same demographic.
Interesting.
Okay?
Yeah.
Howard Stern goes from first place to fifth place. The guy we don't talk to, he goes down. The guy after us, he goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think that maybe it was a problem with the survey. But these are the problems that you have when you live in a society with a ratings company that gives you, at best, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Voodoo?
No, voodoo is not the word, but at best, a general idea of what's going on.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what I meant. So when you're looking at the ratings picture on the show.
Hope we didn't get in trouble with that one. I think I can say that.
It's a big overall picture. You got to look at a lot of stuff. So,
right.
So about that, that comes out, that's in the newspaper, that our ratings are down, and that we're lucky to have this job, and why would Ken sign us to 7 years when our ratings are down?
Right.
Then we announce that we're taking off the 2 to 3 hour.
Right.
And again, a lot of people jump to conclusions. Wait a minute. Hold on. I read in the paper, your ratings are down. Now you're losing the 2 to 3 o'clock hour. You must not be popular anymore.
Oh,
no. Now listen, you've seen the faxes we've gotten. I'm not making this
up. It's frustrating because none of it is true. It's not a question of losing, and it is something that we decided quite a long time ago.
The truth of the matter is that we got in a pissing contest about this hour on the radio station, and we won this pissing contest. Well, now here it is 3 weeks later, 3 years later.
Yeah, 3 years
excuse
later.
Excuse me, three years later, and we got a new contract. Our show starts at 3. Our time slot is from 3 till 7.
Right.
That's the time slot we get rated on. That's the time slot we get paid for.
Right.
When we are on from 2 to 3, we are contributing to the ratings for the 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. set.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same way that Howard Stern does with his last hour of his show contributing to the middays.
Mm-hmm.
We got no problem with that. Our show starts at 3. We requested it. We said, listen, we got the pissing contest about this. To be honest with you, we don't like having our ratings lumped in with the other shows.
In fairness to the local audience here in Washington, we really do feel that they are up to speed with the national show now. Everybody knows that we do a national show.
Right.
Everybody's comfortable with that. We liked having this half hour to come in and chat with our local audience because it was a way of segueing from the local show into the national show. We feel that we've accomplished that, and now we're just going to concentrate on our 3 to 7 show.
So listen, I know there's a lot of people out there who are concerned about the cavalcade, you know, that you like things being the same. I know how it goes. You're in your car.
Right.
You like driving by the same place every day at the same time and hearing the same tape on the radio.
One person's schedule is not another person's schedule, and that's why there have been some people that have expressed a degree of frustration about this.
But listen, you just got to face facts. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts at 3 o'clock starting next Monday.
Right.
I did away with the cavalcade. Sorry. That, you know, we did that for 10 years.
Yes, we did.
I did that for 5 years before I worked with Mike. Got to move on.
Yeah.
Got to move on. I feel much better just coming on and starting the show at 3 o'clock.
Get going with it.
Yeah. So that's the deal with that. I just wanted to tell you that it was our decision to go on at 3 o'clock, and maybe you can understand why. And it's not a problem with the ratings. It's not a problem with Ken Stevens. It's not a problem with anything else. And as a matter of fact, about those ratings, we get some more ratings in here in the next week or so.
Yeah, we do.
And when our show goes back up to number one, adults 25 to 54, I'm afraid we're going to have to trumpet that. We're going to have to scream that just a little bit louder than we normally do.
Pedro says, scream real loud, kids.
So we will, okay? So please, stop with all your crazy faxes about, I love your show, but your ratings are so down, and although the guy does have a good thought, I recently heard you talk about the show. I'd like to ask you for more of my favorite character you guys used to do, Mr. Johnny A-Hole.
Johnny A-Hole.
Johnny A-Hole.
Hey, can I say something personally to that particular guy that happened to write in? I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you. You know, because really, it's little people like that, that tiny little man out there, who shared that with us, and that's what makes things tick. And so, slow down, anybody that thinks that's a bad idea.
Thank you.
Johnny A-Hole here to stay.
Now, this is Johnny A-Hole, too, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. You were Johnny A-Hole, too.
Yeah, I want to say, I want to say thanks to all the little people listening to the show. And although you can't see me right now, I'm giving you the dueling. I'm pointing at you right now going, you're the man. You're
Kerpow,
the guy.
Kerpow.
Bang, bang. My name?
That's right.
Johnny A-Hole.
Johnny A-Hole. Everywhere and every way. That's the way Johnny A-Hole says it.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you. You with the pretty silk shirt on.
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes, Johnny. My name is Buzz.
Oh, come on. Play along now. Come on. Play along.
You want to be Johnny A-hole, too?
I guess I could be.
Johnny A-hole. It's real simple to do. You're just condescending about everything. Yeah. That's great. Johnny A-hole. Ooh, somebody doesn't want Johnny A-hole. Little tears rolling off the cheeks.
I'm with you, Pachanga.
And what's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny who?
Johnny A-hole.
Johnny A-hole.
That's his theme song, too, Johnny A-hole.
So thank you for all the notes and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry that we have to waste your valuable time here, but every once in a while, you gotta tell things the way that they are.
Explain it to us.
248 on JFK. Oh, Buzz, give me one second.
Sure.
This will take me no more than 30, maybe 45 seconds. Every day we're trying to do a Republican convention update.
Oh, yeah.
The running gag is that we will call various strip clubs and we will ask them for Jack Kemp. Mm-hmm. I'm calling now in San Diego, California. Pacers Strip Club. Here we go.
Never know who's going to be at Pacers because... busy, and those conventioners have to get a little break. A little break from the festivities of the convention. Have to make the festivities the naughtier festivities.
Sure. You can't work all the
time.
Well,
you know, I think I've...
Have you misdialed
I'm
Pacers?
I'm pretty sure that's not you. Is it Mike picking up the phone?
I don't believe so. I think you've misdialed Pacers.
Hold on.
Pacers a national chain, I think. Aren't they all over the country?
There you go. I think... I got a feeling I'm dialing the right number this time.
Pacers.
Yes.
No. Who am I speaking to? This is Pacers. A fabulous, fabulous show. There we've got 36 girls that'll be showing their stuff. Come by. Come by, Pacers. And stick dollar bills in the G-string. Wow. And also the little garters that they have. It's going to be incredible. This is Rush Limbaugh. And I urge you to stop by. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Johnny A-hole.
Johnny, I know you. I know you. And you're a very big fan of Preparation Rush, my hemorrhoid. Cream, aren't you?
And I love the suppositories.
Oh, yes, the suppositories and the agony and pain of hemorrhoidal tissue. And I will tell you right now that the girls are hot. The girls are hot today. We've got an entire runway just stacked with some of the most fine female flesh you've ever laid your eyes on. I'll tell you, and I know this from my heart, they're good Republicans, each and every one of them. And you can see them down here. All nude. All nude.
Hey,
all for you.
Is Jeff Amazing. Christie there?
Jeff Christie. Hold on just a second. I know what you're doing. That used to be my DJ name. This is Jeff Christie. Jeff
gotcha.
Christie, back when I was a hot rockin' DJ. Listen, if you get out to San Diego, come by and see me, Rush Limbaugh, Pacers. I'll be here with 35 gorgeous girls, all nude and all here for you.
Wow.
And listen, if you'd like to chat with the girls in one of our back rooms here at Pacers, like I have many times, and time again with my designer ties designed by my wife.
Have you ever thought about all the rotten meat that is just decomposing in your colon area?
Oh, yes, I have. And if you'd like a nice steak sandwich with a little extra A1 sauce, you can get that at Pacers, too. I've had several of those since I've been here today. While I'm tipping the dancers, dollar bills in their G-strings, as they're all nude and all here for me. Listen, come by Pacers. We'd love to see you. And anything you do with the ladies, remember, that's between you and the ladies. I know that.
I hear the grilled cheese there is great.
He's had a lot of that, too. Well, he puts cheese on his steak.
It's 251 now at JFK. I mean, at YFNay. Here is Buzz Nernank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Bob.
It's traffic. This music means it's traffic. It's bumper to bumper. Traffic is people. Traffic. Way to go. It's traffic.
Traffic.
You try to hear this song 18 times a day for 5 years and see if it doesn't drive you crazy,
sure,
too.
It'll get you.
There is some music by Dynamite.
This is like Tony Robbins subliminal music. The Oriole, but quoting his mom. Quoting his mom, he's never been a big eater. Naturally, even though she says she loves him just the way he is, she's taken him to a specialist, but none of the doctors can find anything wrong with Zach, and they've tested him for just about everything. Right now, they're telling Zach's mom to give him less food and more exercise while everybody keeps their fingers crossed that Zach will just grow into his weight.
We keep saying that about Rob Spiewak, too.
Who knows? Even at Zach's tender age, he could be the father of a new diet craze, the grow-into-your-weight diet.
Yeah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we are going to have the mama on the show today. The mama of the big Great. Boy. We should get that kid some little baby Herman Munster shoes like the type that Rob Spiewak has.
Yeah. Sure, and that mom, I saw a picture of that baby, and looks like that mom was interviewed in the same trailer Bob Dole was in the other day.
We'll be right back. Except Bob Dole's, it looked like just plywood that had been just slapped together.
Mom, I want another Twinkie.
Be right back on Yay F Nay.
Get ready to...
The mystery video is one from our exclusive Don and Mike section at Blockbuster Video.
Now, here's the mystery video soundbite.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Listen this Friday afternoon between 4 and 5.
The grand prize Acura Integra is courtesy of Radley Acura, featuring a huge inventory. Face it, Radley delivers. The Integra features dual airbags, anti-lock brakes, power windows, mirrors.
We don't. Well, I do. I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them all the way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
I like it.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
We get in the car. The guy's taking us to this restaurant that's an hour and a half away. And I say, put up the partition. Yeah! And as a matter of fact, I'm so ready. I ripped off the top two buttons of my shirt when I was taking off my tie. I had a suit on and everything.
Passion, animal passion.
Yeah! So, takes about 5 minutes. Put my shirt back on. My wife puts her clothes back on.
I love your time frame. 5 minutes later.
Yeah, well, you know right. Me.
Yeah.
Quick draw McGraw.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a radio pair who started on a morning zoo all morning on the air. Geronimo called the shots for both. Omera made it flow. Just two white guys on the radio with a 4-hour show. A 4-hour show. Conditions started getting rough. The station went awry. No longer could they innovate. T'was time to say goodbye. T'was time to say bye-bye. But the two set forth with a brand new crew, direct to JFK. A station needing drastic help. No listeners there all day. The sponsor said no way. So Don and Mike brought their wacky crew. They always make us smile. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara too. Diana's there and the boss. And Sherry, they all made this place the best spot on the dial. Beats others by a mile. And Don and Mike were an instant hit. The station was alive. Its ratings went from minus 10 to 195. So now their show's gone nationwide. Their fans it syndicate. Now all the people everywhere will know these guys are great. So join us here each day, my friends. You'll have some fun, I know. With two white Catholic radio guys on the Don and Mike Show.
Hit it, Zach.
Good afternoon, America. I'm Rob Spiewak, Don and Mike's producer, with a show based on nudity, stupidity, and two thoroughly entertaining guys, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
It's the Don and Mike Show, now with less Dennis and no Kathleen.
That one I like.
That is good.
Two proud, proud Americans who, by the way, are not above begging for strip trivia contestants, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Please, Lou.
If ignorance is bliss, we are the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you. Get out of here, Rob. For goodness sakes. Robert Spiewak. Zach Spiewak.
Hello, Zach.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Listen, I'll tell you why we're calling him Zach. We were just talking about this huge baby that's in the news today.
17 months and 68 pounds.
You know, we have been looking for a new Rob A. And the more that I look at the picture of this kid in the newspaper.
Yeah, I think this kid will be ready in about 3 months.
We got to have this kid. This kid's name is Zach Strankert. And he weighs a whopping 68 pounds, which is as much as a kid that's 8 or 9 should weigh.
Let me get it. He has a perfect name. Zach Strankert.
We got to get him. And it sounds like one of the first times we talked to Rob Bay's mother, his mom says he's never been a big eater.
Oh, no.
He'll have a quarter cup of cereal for breakfast, crackers for a snack, half a sandwich for lunch.
And what she doesn't
mention. And a sensible shake for dinner.
She doesn't mention that instead of milk over that quarter cup of cereal, they use drawn butter.
So, listen. Oh, did I introduce ourselves? Did I introduce us? Us? We are. I'm Don. He's Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Coast to Coast, Nationwide, via Westwood One Entertainment. I guess I'll wait. We'll wait to call the kid. We've talked to his mama today. She's very busy. She's doing an awful lot of interviews.
Of course she is.
And we'll pry her away from those walls.
Look at that kid. Look at that baby.
Yeah. Those walls that are made of plywood. Now, hopefully they took this picture like in a treehouse or something. Hopefully this is not the house that the family actually lives in.
If that's their living room, that's a little tough for baby Zach. And when he cries, it must be really something like, mommy.
Plywood. Got plywood walls.
Right.
And she's sitting in a nice wicker chair.
Wicker chair. And the fly. It kind of looks like maybe that's Zach's special playroom.
I've been there. I've been an owner of wicker furniture when you can.
Oh, I have too.
Afford no other furniture when you.
You bet.
You go to a furniture store and you say, where else can you get a sofa and two chairs for $89.
That's it. Oh, what a great deal. And, you know, I mean, you can't roughhouse on it, but it's comfortable.
Oh, yeah, comfortable. Great to lay down on.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. If you get the right cushions.
Like you have died and gone to heaven. All right, I'll wait on the baby because we got to start the show today. First thing we got to do is start the begging for strip trivia.
Please.
The joyous return of strip trivia to this radio program. Months after we had said it was a dead feature, we had said that those sons of guns at Standards and Practices wouldn't let us do it anymore.
Au contraire, mon frère.
All that changed with our new contract, our new 7-year agreement with Infinity Broadcasting. Ah, the nudes are back. The festive nudes are back.
I think since it's the strip trivia, the reunion concert, I think we really need quality, and we need very good quality contestants, and we need plenty of them.
Now listen, we're going to start with women, as is our want. If you've never heard us talk about strip trivia before, here's exactly how we play the game. You're going to love this. Oh, you can call right now.
Well, the guys are calling right now. You know the guys are calling.
Just girls, okay? No guys calling now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
So you can always find the guy who will come down and take his shirt and pants off.
We say strip trivia, and immediately you've got guys calling.
Guys, you got to wait till we get the girls.
10-4.
Okay, thank
See,
you.
That's what he was calling for.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. Strip trivia.
Yeah, always a little more difficult getting the ladies to play the game, but we're always successful.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I get up in there?
Are you listening to the radio, friend?
Are you so just consumed by horniness that you weren't able to hear what we were saying?
We're getting the women now like we always do.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get the women folk first, Spicoli.
My fault.
Okay?
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Thank you, dude. Sickle and listen. No shoes, no shirt, no dyes. So, here's how we do this. Strip trivia.
Oh, and strip trivia.
Thursday will be the glorious return of strip trivia.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
Full frontal radio nudity strip trivia by name.
Strip trivia.
Strip trivia.
Strip trivia.
With Don and Mike.
With Don and Mike.
And a room full of exhibitionists.
Want to win some cash?
Bing. Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful little parlor game.
We have 5 guys and 5 gals.
That's right.
The 5 women are here in the main Dynamike broadcast studio.
Yes, where we have a special secure door, and the blinds are pulled down.
The 5 guys, we toss them over there to Buzz Burbank's studio.
With thanks, Rob Don. Spiewak and a big can of Lysol.
He's the Lysol boy. Now, normally we do this on a Friday, so Buzz has all weekend for the studio to ventilate. Yeah. But unfortunately, well, fortunately for you guys, this week on Friday, it's our Elvis Death Day show.
Yeah, we're just too busy this week.
And we got a couple of members of Elvis's Mafia, the Memphis Mafia, to join us on Friday.
You know,
and
it's
we have
be great.
Got a return engagement from Elvis's chef, the personal cook at Graceland.
This is the lady who will really shed some insight into exactly exactly what Elvis ate at the end.
Yeah, and she's really great about saying all the junk that he ate and how he used to eat with his hands and stuff.
He would make me, he would want a rice pudding, and he'd want it at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
We'd bring it to him.
That's Friday. Friday is the big Elvis show. Then next Monday, we're going to be broadcasting from Ocean City, Maryland, where we try to find the new Rob A.
Wow.
Which once again brings me back to this picture of Zach Strankert.
Yeah, he may be 17 months old, but it looks like he's ready to go.
He is our next Rob A. Look at him.
Hi.
Wouldn't you love to dress him up and send him out on the street like we've done with Rob A. so many times?
Look at that baby.
Well, listen, wow. Here's how strip trivia works. We get five guys and five gals. Not professional models, not professional strippers, not professional dancers. Five regular people like you and me. Good old-fashioned, God-fearing people.
Here, here.
Then they come down, and we take Trivial Pursuit. All of the old Trivial Pursuit games that we've got sitting around the radio station. And we ask them all questions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We get them down to five articles of clothing each.
Mm-hmm.
As they answer each question correctly, they get to continue in the game. If they get a question wrong,
one of those articles of clothing hits the floor.
We start with 10 people. We end up with 9 of them absolutely naked.
That's right.
And the one that's left with clothes on wins the $500. That's how we play strip trivia.
Very easy.
Now, the tough part is always trolling. Because let's face it. The women who come down here and they play strip trivia,
uh-huh.
These are not necessarily the kind of women you want to take home to mom, okay?
Yeah, however, we have had some that that were the most wholesome, wonderful women you'd ever want to meet. They just happen to like to get naked.
Yeah, but still, the bottom line is we're looking for a woman who feels comfortable coming down to a radio station with a bunch of strangers and with a very good possibility of taking all of her clothes off.
I think of some of the female contestants we've had that have had that gleam in their eye when they simply on purpose answered the questions wrong so they could be the first ones to take their clothes off.
And of course, whenever we think of strip trivia, I'm reminded of El Cid.
El Cid, yes, probably our greatest female contestant ever.
She was groovy.
She sure was.
With her red hair.
Yeah. And she was the Jodie Foster lookalike. Jodie Foster and someone else who I don't remember. Fascinating.
Jodie Foster and, like, Dodie Fields. It was not a pleasant sight. But listen, that's what makes strip trivia such a great game.
That's right. And we need you.
You never know the type of people that are going to be playing the game. So tell your friends, strip trivia is back, and we are starting the trolling right now.
The thing that's fun about this is that you will notice that during the broadcast, we can be on any subject. We can have heated discussions. We can have great phone scans. But if we get a call for strip trivia,
stops everything.
It goes absolutely. The brakes come on.
You got to have your priorities. And our priority here is finding first five women to play the game. It'll take us an hour, maybe 2 hours to find five women. Then we're going to look for the guys. It'll take us 1 minute to get the guys.
Now, have we mentioned the prize for the winner?
Oh, yeah. $500.
That's right. Wow. $500.
Five big ones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you just tell me, like, a little about, okay, what's the prize?
$500.
$500?
Yeah. Yes. If you're the last one with clothing on, you win $500.
Well, you know what? I'm definitely the kind of girl you could take home to your mom.
Hmm.
But
I'll be the judge of that. I'll be the judge of that.
I don't have any tattoos or anything.
That's okay.
I really, really, really want to play.
You know, the best part of this is the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 days, the 3 days, the building up, the pressure building up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we ask the magical question.
Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
You know, I've been listening to you for like 8 years, but I don't know who I resemble.
Oh, now listen, you know that's what we base all of our fantasies on.
Can I just pick somebody then?
Well, don't pick somebody. Give it a little bit of thought and try to come up with someone right now.
Because after all, you're not just talking about playing one of our games.
You know
you're not talking about winning a trip somewhere to go to the beach. You're talking about coming down here to the studio and taking your clothes off.
This really is the high point for us because when people actually show up for strip trivia, it usually is a tremendous disappointment.
It'd be like if we told you that we look like... you know, like Brad Pitt, that guy who's in the new John Grisham movie.
Sure.
Then you come down and you get a look at us and you go, oh, what a letdown. See, same thing happens with you listeners when you come down here.
That's right.
So come on, think about it now.
Some people have said, and this is very presumptuous on my part, but I've said that I kind of look like Terry Hatcher.
Well, we'd love to have you.
I think that's really, they flattered me.
Really? Now what happens? She'll come down, she'll look like Ruth Buzzy. It always happens. She'll have the hairnet on, too, like Ruth Buzzy did on Laughing.
Are you good at trivia?
Yes.
Mm. Well, all right, then you have a good chance of winning.
That's too bad. You're good at trivia. I'll have to make sure I give you the tough questions. And I've been known to stag the deck.
Science and nature, Don.
All right, you're in. Listen, what's your first name?
Jen.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday You've got to be down here to the Dynamike World Broadcast Headquarters, like, by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You're in.
Can I talk to Rob?
Of course you can talk to Rob.
Of course. Rob will fill you in on all the unsightly details.
Oh, Zach, baby Zach will tell you all about it.
He'll give it to me straight.
And how old are you?
I'll be 29.
And what do you do?
I'm at home with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a housefrau. Even better.
Absolutely. We welcome you with open arms.
You got the Hillary Clinton haircut? That's what I love.
No way.
Because then I get the whole fantasy going like you're one of the mommies waiting in carpool line.
I have a belly pierce.
A belly pierce. Yeah, see, there's the wild woman there. Yeah. You know, you knew she wasn't just the total straight-laced homemaker.
You're not that suburban. You're not that TGI Fridays.
I'm pretty close.
The Pierce Naval usually says, I'm a wild woman.
Yeah. Well, just on the inside.
All right, we'll find out about that. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
It's off to a wonderful start.
Here's woman number one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was wondering if I can get on Strip Trivia.
Yes. Of course you can.
Yes, say hello. Say hello. What is your name?
My name is Jen.
My young wench.
Is your name Jen, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have two Jens in a row.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife started her period. I wanted to announce that. Yes.
Somehow you were motivated to say that at this moment.
13 days of premenstrual tension.
I don't know how you handle it.
And now she finally announced today. Great news. I came down. I said, what's wrong? My period came. Hallelujah. I was out front kissing the ground.
So now you'll, I guess, another week and a half and you'll start it all over again.
Yes, absolutely. That's the great thing about being me. And I'm like the Pope. I ran outside and kissed the ground. You know, the Pope, why does he do that? Why does the Pope kiss the ground whenever he lands somewhere? I know it's not just because he's glad to be there. I know that he's not worried about
it. I think it's symbolic that he kind of blesses the land that he lands in, and it's a symbol of respect for the country that he's arriving in.
Well, I kissed the ground today, and I tell you, the ground tastes bad.
Well, see, the Pope doesn't do what you do. You French kiss the ground.
That's the only way I know how to kiss, Mike.
You just, you know, pulling bugs and gravel and sand up on your tongue.
That's a problem with the family reunion. You know, say hi to Aunt Bonnie. Oh, hi, Bonnie.
You're supposed to kiss me on the cheek. What you doing slipping me that tongue?
Well, listen, Jen, right?
Yes.
Jen, hello, Jen. Where are you from?
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Boy, look at the chicks calling the show. We've got a whole bunch of them waiting to play.
This is what waiting a long time did. This is what the long absence from Strip Trivia did.
As Tom Petty says, the waiting, it's the hardest part.
That's right.
Isn't that what he says, Buzz?
That's correct.
Ed Nusnernak, he loves his Tom Petty.
I enjoy the Tom
Petty.
That's
his favorite singer.
I like Tom Petty, and I'd like to meet Tom Petty's dentist, too.
Sure.
Jen, how old are you?
I'm 19.
What do you do?
I'm a college student.
Where do you go to college?
A really small college in North Carolina called Lenoir Rhine.
The thought of coming down here and being absolutely buck, jaybird naked appeal to you?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And is it something you've wanted to do for quite some time?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I've been told Linda Blair.
Linda Blair? You know, we get that one a lot, too. We get that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nah, not a bit.
We get that a lot. Okay, you're in, Jen.
Okay, cool.
That is our extensive screening process. You're in.
Yeah, that's it. We've got our first two female contestants.
Hold the line, please. I'm getting so jacked up for this. I might want to do this tomorrow.
Well, you know, we get a full array.
Well, what do you say? Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. You eager beaver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, so to speak.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Are you going to let fat chicks play?
We always let fat chicks play.
Absolutely,
really?
Yes. Fat chicks are allowed.
Before?
You'll be our official El Cid contestant here. Yes,
oh,
of
is
course.
That what El Cid? Okay.
Yeah, that's El Cid. That's El Cid. What's your name?
Mine's Mert.
Mertz?
Yeah.
Like Fred?
Sort of.
Fred Mertz.
Mertz, who's the celebrity you most resemble, Mertz?
Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood?
Natalie Wood was
but
never...
But a little bit more alive.
Yeah, but Natalie Wood wasn't a fat chick.
Well...
You look like a fat Natalie Wood?
I have a very pretty face.
How fat are you?
I'm probably close to 200.
And how
tall? Oh, we've seen fatter. I bet we've seen bigger.
Yeah, we've seen bigger in Strip Trivia. Guys
oh,
and
really?
Girls. Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
doesn't sound like that.
Oh, it's no problem.
Sounds like they're all in little cutie, you know, bikini matching underwear.
And listen, that's the beauty of it. We'll do the same for you. You know, nobody will know that you're a fat chick when you come to play.
And the best news of all is you've probably got a really good chance of winning.
Oh, I am smart. That's true.
Yep. And it's because you're smart.
Not because we wouldn't want to see you naked.
Oh, I get it. Oh.
Hey,
maybe I'm not that smart.
No, come on. You'll have a great time. What's your first name?
Mertz.
Mertz, right. And Mertz, how old are you?
40. So fat and old.
Even better. Fat old shit.
40 and a heavy Natalie Wood. All right.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living, Mertz?
I'm a college student.
College student.
That's great. So you're getting that degree late in life.
Well, it's the second one.
Oh, getting your master's degree?
Second bachelor's.
Second bachelor's degree. Oh, a professional student.
All right, Mertz, listen, hold the line there. Hold the line, Mertz.
She was trying to deny it, but we whisked her off the phone.
No time
like
for that.
Figure that out. Sure, fat chicks can play our game. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Now I'm getting excited. Now strip trivia just one day away.
That's right, one day away.
Not 2 days away, just one day away.
One day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Kim.
Kim, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Kim, hi, how old are you?
37.
Another old chick.
Yeah, I know you like the old ladies.
Yes, I do.
Of course, you know something. When
you ever drive your kid to carpool?
I don't have any.
You know, when we say that now, though.
That's how old we are.
That's how old we are.
That's right. That's right. Of course, Buzz pushing 50 over 40, there.
42, Donna. Young 42.
Young 40. Yeah. A youthful 42.
Sure. What do you do for a living?
Mechanical engineer.
Uh-huh. Where do you do that?
Fairfax.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Candace Bergen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. The enthusiasm. I think Candace Bergen's just dreamy.
I think she's kind of stiff, but that's all right. That's all right. She's stiff just like her brother was. Just like, what's his name? Danny O'Day.
Charlie McCarthy.
The ventriloquist dummy that her idiotic father used to dress up and sit at the dinner table, and poor Candace Bergen would have to talk to the ventriloquist dummy like he was a real boy.
Welcome to the House of Ox.
Well, listen, you're in there, Murphy Brown.
Okay. Does it matter if you're pregnant?
Well, it matters how far along you are.
5 months?
No,
we don't do that.
Sorry
that we do. We do. Believe it or not, you might be absolutely amazed, but we have our standards.
5 months. 5 months pregnant.
Okay, but thanks.
Bye.
Well, but I've seen the magazines, though.
We had one of those calls. That's the second one we've gotten.
You know, if you're just a month along, it's okay.
Sure.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Strip trivia.
You want to play strip trivia? Yes. Hello, what is your name?
Melanie.
Where are you from, Melanie?
Woodbridge.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
What do you do?
I'm a daycare teacher.
Oh, you're a nanny. Can I call you a nanny?
Yes, you can.
Nanny. I want to play strip trivia. I really always wanted to. I thought it would be great. Are you kidding me? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, friend.
You're playing strip trivia tomorrow, right?
Well, yes, we're having that game here.
All right. I want to. What's the name of that man that's a Broadway producer that I live with? Mr. B or whatever his name is.
No, that was Hazel. It was Mr. B.
Oh, strip trivia.
Mr. B. Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Well, it's not the nanny. I've been told a younger Pam Tillis, but only better, a lot better looking.
Oh,
Pam Tillis, or? Or the girl that played in Models, Inc.
Listen, doesn't matter to me.
You've sold us already. There's no need to continue. Whatever.
That's an Aaron Spelling Show. You're in.
And I have a navel ring, too.
A navel ring. Okay.
Always a good sign.
There you go.
Always. You know, I think we've become experts, too. We know the good signs.
We know what we like.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm back on.
You're what?
I'm the smart fat chick.
Oh, the
Mertz.
Natalie
I
Wood lookalike.
I'm about school. I'm getting a different degree because I'm changing my career.
Ah, that's I shouldn't have said you're.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said you're a professional student. I apologize.
I'm paying for this one myself.
Okay, good.
Gotcha,
for you.
Mertz.
Mom paid for the first one.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Mertz.
I'm back on the air.
Mertz, you're not scary at all, are you?
No.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe a little.
A little scary.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not nicer than Kathleen.
Sure you are. We'll see you.
She's got an edge.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, it says on my screen that the Terry Hatcher lookalike can't make it tomorrow. Well, then we might have to wait till Thursday to play the game.
If she really looks like Terry Hatcher.
Hey, can you hold on, Mertz?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Hey, is this you, Terry Hatcher lookalike?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, wait a minute. She on line six? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Terry Hatcher?
Well, I said that was being kind of, I mean, he was being very flattering. But you know what? I'm not unattractive.
Are you the girl we talked to before?
Yes.
Do you have a problem making it here tomorrow?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to take me a couple of days to sort of figure it out. You know, I have to get a sitter and stuff.
Oh, you need to coordinate with your children and all that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I hate it when they mention their children.
And you know what?
I know. It makes us feel so bad.
Although, on one hand...
For just a second.
On one hand, I like it when I got the mommy thing happening with the lady in the carpool line with the Hillary Clinton haircut.
I know. It's brutal when your fantasies conflict on.
And listen, I do carpool.
And the caravan. Yeah, the caravan with the wood sides. Yeah.
No, I don't
carpool.
Have that.
She's a carpool lady. No way you could make it down here tomorrow, huh?
You know what? I can try.
Yeah, sure you can. Come on.
I'll try.
Come on. Come on, please. Now we really reverted.
I don't want to get kicked out of my house, so I need to work this just right.
Get kicked out of your house? Why would you get kicked out of your...
Well, my husband might have a little problem with me coming down to take my clothes off, but it's been something I've really wanted to do for a long time.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Don't ever say the H word. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Well, we're not asking for calls from guys right now.
I'm one of the Hump for Cash couples, so it'll be a good time to call in.
Oh, my. We have so many exciting things going on this show right now. Which couple are you, sir?
This is Nate and Keisha.
Nate and Keisha.
Oh, I'm on the air. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Nate?
Good.
Hold on, Nate and Keisha, you're couple number 14.
Yeah.
At the Great Hump Off for Cash.
Yes, sir.
You have an update for us, Nate?
No. Just want to let you know we're still trying.
Still trying? You guys try last night?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
How about the night before?
Yes.
How about the night before that?
No, I'm afraid not.
You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, that's a Saturday night, Nate.
Not thick enough. Nate, are you two still energetically and excitedly trying to procreate to bring another perfect dynamite child into the world?
Oh, yes. We're determined to win.
Determined. That's what I like to
Way
hear.
To go, Nate. Sounds like you've got the spirit of the contest.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Nate, I wish we had more time to talk about the contest with the... Women having babies, but we have to get back to the contest with people taking their clothes off.
Yeah, we've got
a new priority, Nate.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Nate.
Bye-bye.
We do appreciate it. Hello. Hello there.
Speak to us.
Now, who is on line number one? You know, I'm all discombobulated.
Did you hang up on Terry Hatcher?
Hey, Zach. Maybe I did. Hey, Zach. Zach Spiewak. Oh, that even rhymes. Baby Zach Spiewak. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Dr. Zachary Spiewak. Stop the monkeys, please.
Please, I'm so young.
Zach, how many women we got right
now?
We're
down to one because of Wednesday.
But you mean they're all Thursday people?
They can't make it Wednesday.
All right, well, then we'll do it Thursday. How many do we got if we go on Thursday?
If we go Thursday, I think we can get the Terry Hatcher lookalike, the Linda Blair lookalike, and the heavy Natalie Wood.
So we still need at least 20 more, right?
We need at least two more, and we'd like to have three so we can have an alternate if we got
two more
to.
And two alternates, ideally.
Okay. All right, well then, ladies, listen, keep calling, because we don't start previewing and interviewing the fellas until we get the women folk all taken care of.
So, ladies, that means there are four slots open for Strip Trivia on Thursday.
Here's our toll-free number. It's 1-800-636-1067. We're backed up against the break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
106.7 WJFK.
You thought I was going to say as this, son of a bitch, didn't you?
3:32, here is the beauteous Jack Taylor.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Alrighty.
WJFK.
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
Have you heard? The Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Paul Turner. My big bald friend with little Coolio playing in the background. I got to get a haircut like Coolio's.
That's hard for you to do, I would imagine.
You don't see too many white guys who currently are going bald
right.
with a very short military haircut go for that Coolio look, but I'm thinking about working that into my repertoire.
You got to try, Don. You got to try.
Hey, listen, we have Norv Turner on the program today, coach of the Washington Redskins. We'll have him on... sometime before the end of the show today.
Right.
Also, you stop it with that.
I'm sorry.
Also, Robbie Spiewak, Zach Spiewak.
Zach. I love calling him Zach. I really do.
Dialing for transvestites today at his alter ego of Dolores. Plus, we will be getting the mom on. The mom who's the mother. She squeezed out the Zach, baby Zach, the huge.
Well, he's 10 pounds something.
Huge baby.
At birth, but now 68 pounds.
Hello, honey.
Boo-boo.
Now listen, I have to keep this brief because there's women on the phone who are waiting to audition for Strip Trivia. But listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has a great idea for Saturday night.
Yes.
Now you know Saturday night, we got invited to the party at Rudy's house.
Casa Martsky.
Right.
And does he have a party every other weekend?
Yes, he does.
So,
and it's either at his house or somewhere else.
Yeah, or somebody else's house where he just invites all his friends.
Mike came in today and says, hey, you going Saturday night?
Right.
And I said, yeah, of course we're going Saturday night. Well, mm-hmm. I hadn't even asked Frida yet.
Right.
So I called her during this commercial break.
Sure.
And I said, we got to go to Rudy's having a party on Saturday night. And she says, well, Saturday night was the night that we had made plans to go out with Bob and Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, now, the reason that I did a little heads up is because Bob and Susan, that's the rector. That's the holy man. That's the guy who's the reverend of the church.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring him.
That's what Frieda said.
Absolutely, that's automatic. I know. She said, for Rudy Martsky when he's invited.
Too radical a mixing of cultures?
No.
To bring a man of the cloth, a man of God, house with Satan's illegitimate child, Rudy Martsky.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, do you remember when Rudy said that he was talking quite robustly to?
Oh, I remember. I remember at your 40th birthday party Rudy didn't know that the Reverend was the Reverend, and Rudy was sitting behind him going. Ah, Jesus. Because, Rudy uses Jesus as a noun, a verb, an adjective.
And I think having the Reverend at the house would be a beautiful thing.
Well, listen, then that's the deal. We will be at Rudy's Saturday night.
As will we.
And we'll be bringing a holy man with us.
Who knows what stories we will come back with on Monday.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be pretty good. All right. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm cleaning out. This makes you nervous. I'm touching your equipment and cleaning out your office right now.
Don't touch my stuff.
I'm touching it all over, and it is filthy in here. And you know what else? I'm moving the couch.
I was going to specifically ask.
Listen, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yes, I am. I've already started moving the couch.
Don't move the couch.
I see back here.
Does that mean you're going to find out what's behind the couch and perhaps in between the cushions?
Yep.
Oh, I wish we still had the cleaning lady at the house.
No, it's my job now.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me is my wife starting to clean the house again. What?
Yeah, and the old what you don't know won't hurt her, it won't apply now because I'll know it all.
Well, you know what? Go ahead. Pull that couch away from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about in my TV room?
Yep.
Pull it away from the wall. I am relatively sure that there will not be a lot of junk under there.
There's a little look of insecurity in your face.
You never know.
See, I thought it would look like the discovery of life on Mars.
When you're as lazy as I am, there's a very good... No. There's, oh, no, what's behind
it? No. I mean, Shuggy, I only have just barely stuck the broom under there, and already I can't get it under. And the next thing I'm going to do is take the cushions out on your couch.
Oh, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
And you stuck the pizza roll that you were too lazy to throw away.
15 years ago, it was a pizza roll box, one pizza roll box that was in under the cushions of our couch.
Mm. All right, I see many, many souvenirs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate you going through my
stuff. Are you wearing gloves?
I'm disgusted. I'm wearing the suit like
Justin Hoffman.
When there's a nuclear disaster.
Yeah, you're wearing your outbreak suit.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
All right, well, that's how you should be. On your knees, cleaning the floor.
I am cleaning. I got to get somebody else.
All right, I love you, sweetie.
I love you, too. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm psyched. I've never had a chance to party with your rock and roll. I'll be logging some quality time
with
him.
You will find that he's a pretty down-to-earth guy.
You don't have to keep in the back of your mind that you're talking to a holy man.
No, you always got to keep that in the back of your mind. Always got to keep
that. I'll have to pace myself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, enough of that stuff.
Yeah, back to the good stuff.
Back to the strip trivia. Hello, who's this?
This is Allison.
Allison, and where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
And Allison, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Is your aim true, Allison?
Is my aim true?
Mike is quoting, of course, Elvis Costello, who had a 40-pound impacted shark and colon at the time of his death and had to have his teeth knocked out with a big hammer.
Allison. Very good. Thank you.
Allison, what do you do?
I'm a data analyst for a health company in Fairfax.
The celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Actually, I've been told two. One, a younger version of Heather Locklear, and two, Faith Hill.
Who's Faith Hill?
Faith Hill. Country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's okay? You give that a thumbs up?
I think it'd be terrific to have Allison play our game.
All right, well, then you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Listen, you won me over with the Heather Locklear.
All right.
And I actually just recently saw my very first video with Faith Hill in it, so I think it's A-okay.
Well, you got no problem if you lose getting naked, right?
No problem.
None at all. Okay.
Good. Very good.
All right.
Hold on a moment, please.
Terry Hatcher and Heather Locklear.
Hold on. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I faxed that. Remember I talked to Don yesterday, but regarding that fax.
Oh, is this the guy with the list of all the F words?
Yeah.
Yes. Got it. Thank you. You're tying up a line that could be used by a woman calling to play strip trivia right now.
God, I can't.
I got your list. Thank you. Clear the line. Bye. Clear the line.
Go away.
Okay.
Go away.
Clear the lines. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Serious.
Hello.
a very serious Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, it's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy.
No, it's not, really.
Yes, it is.
This is not a Bud Light commercial.
My name is Alicia.
Okay. All right, Alicia, I got you, Silverstone. We'll be right back. Still trolling for those final couple women for strip trivia. Be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably.
It is gigantic, with no more odor than a hot biscuit. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we do have other stuff to get to today besides the trolling and the begging for strip trivia. I'll tell you this, though. We need three more women before we can go on and get our guys.
That's one more woman and two alternates.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I want to play strip trivia.
Are you a woman or a man pretending to be a woman?
No, I'm a woman.
You're a woman? You're all woman?
Yes.
Are you a tall woman?
I am a 6 foot tall woman.
I knew it.
Amazon!
How'd you know that?
I want to. I just have a way of being able to tell things about people by listening to their voice.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Yes.
My name is Jackie.
Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Where are you from, Jackie?
I'm from Annandale.
How old are you?
25.
25, and you're big. You're big, tall drink of water.
Annandale, where they grow them big.
They're corn-fed in Annandale, Mike.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I am a market analyst.
Mm-hmm. Is this Robin Roberts from ESPN?
No.
I'm from my desk in Atlanta. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Keith. Here's an update on the Olympics. Ooh-hoo.
Which do you think smells more at ESPN? The men's room after Chris Berman's done?
Right.
Or the ladies' room after Robin Roberts is done?
I think you have to give it to Berman. As big as I am, Berman, with that tight shirt. That neck size just too small.
Chris Berman's got to wear. I watched that game last night on ESPN. He's got to cram like a size 25 neck into. Joke, and he actually spit out a pork chop.
Let's go to Philadelphia and take a look at the highlights.
We saw a great picture of Buddy Ryan in the newspaper today.
Oh, man, the angry Buddy Ryan.
There's a guy who should be in the National Football League for no other reason than he's so great to goof on all the time.
He sure is. There he is with his tie that's coming like halfway up his stomach.
And his, like, his Samsonite briefcase, right. Circa 1975.
And he has that expression that you see in almost every still photograph of Buddy Ryan, where his mouth is in that permanent sneer.
Mother!
Just like, Mama!
Mother, we need some more toilet paper up here!
Mother, I'll tell you right now, if I'm looking at cardboard again, when I'm trying to go for the roll, I'm going to be very angry.
Mother!
Mother, we got an emergency up here.
Buddy Ryan running around his house with his pants around his ankles. Mother!
Mother, I don't care if there's half a roll left. You got to leave me the auxiliary roll on the back of the bowl.
Buddy Ryan with his pants off, his genitals exposed as he walks by. Mother! Well, I don't give a... I don't give. I'm trying to think of a.
Mother, we got a 4-alarm fire up here, and I need another roll.
I don't give a cockamamie hoot.
Oh, come on, Mother. What are you talking about, half a roll? That ain't going to do me. How long have you been married to me? Come on, Mother.
Mother, I tell you that I've got a king need for some king toilet paper, so get your ass up here right now as fast as you can.
How come you don't keep 6 or 7 of those rolls underneath the vanity, Mother? I want you to know right now that vanity ain't good enough. I want more. All right, now, if you don't agree with me, I got one thing to say to you, Mother. You.
We used to talk about the bathroom habits of Buddy Ryan all the time. And I used to have all of those homespun sayings down. The Buddy Ryan used to like to talk that hillbilly way that where you would say, like, cockamamie and for golly gee whiz, greasy, grimy, go for God's sakes.
He should be a head coach, or he should be an assistant coach where he can punch the other assistant coach, just like he was in Houston.
We miss that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet we digress. Talking about Buddy Ryan, his digestive system.
That's right. We
his needs in the bathroom, his needs on the throne.
Really sidetracked there.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Thank you for listening through all that.
No problem.
Through all of our potty humor. Well, you know, that's how we're making ourselves famous, the scatological humor. Yeah, that's how we're making our names.
That and getting Amazon women like you down here to play strip trivia.
Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Well, I've been told that I look like Trisha Yearwood, or
another country-fied singer.
I'm not familiar with her.
Or that girl on ER, the blonde doctor.
Oh,
hey, doctor, give me the news.
Baker's loving you.
hold on, now we got them all running together. We got Robin Roberts and Buddy Ryan running together. running together. Hold it, listen, you're in.
Cool.
We'd love you to play the game on Thursday.
Great.
Hold the line, please. Now that means we still have two women to go before we open the phones for the guys. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
It's a guy.
Yeah, we might have scared somebody away, though, with all that Buddy Ryan talk.
It was a guy.
You know, ladies hearing that Buddy Ryan talk for the first time, they've never heard the show. That would terrify any woman.
And what if they don't know who Buddy Ryan is?
Yeah, that's right.
He's been fired now.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Ryan was the guy who was the defensive coach with the Bears when they won the Super Bowl, and right. The whole team took him off on their shoulders when they should have done it for Mike Ditka.
Right.
And Buddy Ryan is a guy with a very foul mouth and a very bad temper and a very bad outlook on life. That's why we love him so much. Always looks constipated.
Who in the NFL now would go through as many roles as Buddy Ryan?
No. Oh, you mean rolls of toilet paper?
Yeah. Who would be a big user of toilet paper?
Parcells.
You think Parcells would be world record holder? Yeah. A lot of big men, though. You got that...
Holmgren.
You got that Dennis Green with Minnesota.
He's a whole roll man.
You got Wayne Fonts with Detroit.
Oh, Wayne Fonts. You know, can I tell you something? I imagine Wayne Fonts has to get somebody to help him with that job. You know what I'm saying? I don't think those arms are quite long enough.
The Rams aren't the same since John Robinson left, though. He was another big man supper club.
And don't let his slick hair fool you, but Jimmy Johnson's a guy who probably, yeah. You know, who wants to clean those pants at the end of a training camp, huh? Who wants to be Jimmy Johnson's dry cleaner?
But Parcells would definitely be heading up the charge.
I think Parcells, yeah, probably if you were to look in the underpants of each NFL coach on any given Sunday to find who had the biggest mess.
Yeah, and of all time, and I know I'm really whacked out here, but I would tell who in your opinion would be the thinnest coach that would have a
Don Coryell.
You're the man.
Don Coryell, because that guy, he had to drink Maalox all the time, right?
He's the man, absolutely.
Always, Don Coryell, always bent over, always looking constipated.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, oh, I got the run. Today, throw the ball, Fouts. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
This is Don Coryell. I just, because the guy was always bent over with his hands on his hips.
And Jim Mora doesn't poop.
No, oh no,
absolutely not.
That's his home run. Jim Mora has not pooped the entire time that he's been coaching the New Orleans Saints. He's got all the pressure building up inside him.
He's another guy that's just one day, his chest is going to open up and he's going to explode totally. Yeah, you're right, though. That Don Coryell, even though he's not a member of the Big Man Supper Club.
And then when you get the list of incontinent NFL coaches, you got to put kindly Marv Levy on that list.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
You got to have the coach of Baltimore. Ted Marchibroda. George Seifert of your San Francisco 49ers.
Even though he's a well-kept man.
He goes in his pants. He can't help it.
He's hiding a secret. Yes, join us again when we discuss incontinent head coaches in the NFL.
Listen, there's something wrong with every coach in the NFL. Make no bones about it. These are guys, in one way, they're very type A.
Sure.
These guys are overachievers. There's only 30 such jobs in the whole world. So they've all really climbed the mountain. But the problem is, to climb that mountain...
Right.
You got to be able to do some weird stuff. And, man, I'm telling you, these guys, they're not right. Not one of the NFL coaches is currently right. Barry Switzer?
Yep.
Sick in the head.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A screw loose there.
He's nutty. Really, he's like kooky. He's going to be up on top of a building someday with a gun.
He's the kind of guy that's going to snap at any moment. And now the good news is with Jimmy Johnson being back in the league with Miami – he's capable of blowing a gasket. If they're like, you know, I am hoping.
And they're going to be awful this year.
I'm hoping that they're like 0-7 by midseason so that we can see Jimmy Johnson really have a meltdown.
Listen, they're getting me a book now with all the teams. I'll give you a thumbnail sketch of all the coaches, my psychological profile of all 30 coaches.
Yeah, would some of them include the guys that have the flask with them on the sidelines? You know,
you're heavy drinkers.
It's tough. And nowadays,
that's a bygone
NFL.
Era. Yes, you're heavy is. Drinkers.
There might be some last guys there, though.
Okay. Hey, where's our NFL music? Do we have that NFL CD around?
Now, Don Geronimo will give you the list of coaches in the NFL from incontinent to big toilet paper users. Starting with Bill Parcells of the New England Patriots.
Okay. Now, he's a three-time-a-day pooper.
Okay.
He's the guy who uses the most toilet paper in the AFC. Now, I'll just go through the list here. Buffalo Bills, Marv Levy, incontinent.
Right. Incontinent.
Baltimore Ravens, Ted Marchibroda. Oh, hold on. We've got some exciting NFL music here. Get this set up for you now.
And now here's Don Geronimo with the bathroom habits and psychological profile of all of the head coaches in the NFL.
Dallas Cowboys. Barry Switzer. Crazy.
Deranged.
Dan Reeves. Also crazy.
Yeah.
Coach of the New York Giants.
Right.
He's a spring that is wound too tight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Rhodes, Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you my outlook on this guy. The most violent coach in the NFL.
He could hurt one of his players during a practice.
Norv Turner of the Washington Redskins. I'll wait to tell you what I think about Norv. Wayne Fonts of the Detroit Lions, big toilet paper user.
Three roller, man.
Mike Holmgren from the Packers, two toilet paper rolls. Minnesota Vikings, Dennis Green, also two toilet paper rolls.
All right.
Jim Mora, New Orleans Saints. Man has not pooped for 8 years.
He could die by simply exploding.
Now, there are some guys who I don't have a read on. Tony Dungy, Tampa Bay.
New coach, new head coach of Tampa Bay.
June Jones, Atlanta. The guy in St. Louis, Rich Brooks. These are all young guys, and I have not had a chance to study their behavior to find out what their idiosyncrasies are yet.
It's very difficult to evaluate the colons of some of these coaches that have come into the NFL just recently.
But I'll say that they all have wonderful teenage colons. All
absolutely. They're ready. You know, give them a year or two in the NFL, in the high-pressure world of the NFL.
Same with Tobin, the guy with the Arizona Cardinals. Don't know much about him. George Seifert, another loony toony.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Ross. Now, Bobby Ross of the San Diego Chargers, he's following in the fine footsteps of Don Coryell.
Yes, he is. He's also a crazy man.
Bobby Ross, let me get the music going here, because I'll tell you about Bobby Ross. Bobby Ross is all three characteristics you look for in an NFL coach. First, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary. Looks like he could kill you just as soon as shake your hand.
Looks, actually, there's a little part of Bobby Ross that looks like Burt Reynolds and crew might have missed him on the movie Deliverance.
Then there's the big riddle about Bobby Ross. On one hand, looks like one of the big fat slobs of the NFL. One of the guys who's maybe a two toilet paper roll a day guy.
Right.
But on the other hand, he's got that Don Coryell to him. And on one hand, while the guy looks like he probably is spending half of his day on the ball.
Sure.
At other times during the game, he looks like Don Coryell. A man who probably, much like Jim Mora.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened to the music?
Do you think there's a chance that Bobby Ross is filled up with so many of those antacids that his system is completely seized up?
Could be. Could be. And I'll tell you this, the Oakland Raiders haven't been the same since they traded Art Schell.
Yeah.
Since they fired him, rather, as their head coach. Mm-hmm. There was a man. I want to tell you about, can I tell you about Art Schell? That man had a pair of knockers on him.
Absolutely. The largest breasts in the NFL when he was coaching.
Big, full, ample breasts.
Yes, in the great tradition of John Madden and John Robinson. Huge breasts.
And Tom Flores.
Tom Flores, another Oakland Raiders coach that had giant breasts.
Even though he was somewhat of a slightman, a skinny guy.
A physical phenomenon.
Rich Kotite, New York Jets. Two words, bad breath. Guy looks to me like he got a chronic case of halitosis.
Yeah, he ought to have Banaka constantly in his coach's shorts.
Another coach who could end up on top of a building with a gun shooting people. Bill Cowher of your Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh,
wouldn't he be the number one choice for that?
That guy is wound so tight. No, you know who's wound tighter? Is that guy in Cincinnati, David Shula.
David Shula in the shadow of his father.
All the Cincinnati players hate him, too.
Right.
They're waiting to take him out. They got a mutiny happening there.
The difference is, though, with David Shula and the guy from Pittsburgh, Cowher, is that Cowher's got that lower lip happening when he talks. Yeah, go out there, rip their heads off right now. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, rip them.
Come on.
Rip them.
I need a drink. I need a scotch and soda right now.
Now, we haven't even mentioned alcohol in NFL coaches.
Right.
I'll go through right now and tell you my number one choice to be an alcoholic of the NFL coaches. Whew.
It's tough. This is a very dramatic pause here.
I got to go. My choice for the number one alcoholic coach in the NFL.
I think maybe Wayne Fonts, but he does it with Chianti.
He's a big beer drinker.
He does a beer and Chianti over pasta.
I'm talking about hard stuff, though. I'm talking about the guy who at halftime goes in and has a little gin.
You're right. I mean, you're right as far as the era, though. It is the end of an era.
I don't know. You know, I want to say Marty Schottenheimer, but he's too straight-laced. He might do speed or something.
Where are the days of Hank Stram?
Oh, Hank Stram. That guy would always be S-faced before the games. The great Hank Stram.
Go out there and win them. Yeah. Yeah. Way to go. All right, Bobby.
You know who else is a big drunk? All Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lombardi was a boozer. Lombardi was bombed for every one of the Redskins Packers game, for every one of the Bears Packers game, for every one of the Lions Packers game. Totally bombed.
You know, Hank Stram could actually be a member of the Billy Barty Soundalike Club. You know, when you play that tape of him when he's talking to you, it's like, what was your name again?
When he called me Charlie.
All right, Charlie.
I'm just kidding about Lombardi. I just said that about Lombardi because I know that'll set somebody off. We'll get a letter from somebody. How dare you say the great Vince Lombardi was an alcoholic? Vince Lombardi is not an alcoholic, but Vince Lombardi was a member of the Two Toilet Paper Roll Club.
This is Vince Lombardi. I need another roll. Oh,
and you know who maybe is the coach that's wound the tightest is the guy that's a coach to Jacksonville?
Yes.
Tom Coughlin, the guy who won't let his guys drink water, won't let his guys sit on their helmets during practice, won't let them wear sunglasses. The guy who has a line drawn on the practice field, and once you cross over that line at practice, all you can think about is football because you're in the football zone.
Yeah, he's another one where the players really love him.
You know, there's a lot of those young go-getter coaches. How many of those would there be that really look like their heads are just going to pop off like, what was that movie, Scanners?
Scanners, yeah. Their heads would just completely explode. It would start with their eyes popping out and then their heads explode.
You got Cincinnati, Houston, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Denver, Oakland.
Now you got Tampa Bay.
Oh, no,
the young guy with Tampa Bay.
How could I? The biggest drunk. Dennis Erickson from the Seahawks.
Of course.
There's your drinking problem in the NFL. There's your guy who's having a nip on the way to the stadium on Sunday morning.
I've got a picture of him in my mind right now.
Yeah. There you go. Dennis Erickson.
Okay. Second of the 2-a-days are canceled today, guys. Let you go home and be with your wives.
And you have noticed that I have left Norv Turner off this list.
Yeah.
Because he is simply the sweetest NFL coach of the ball, and he will be on our show sometime in the next 2 hours, so I will wait talking about Norv until then.
Impossible to find a flaw.
Just remember, Norv, oxycute him. That's what I say.
Oxycute him.
Oxycute him, Norv. Sure.
Every coach has his own story to tell.
We'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Bet you can't eat just one.
Hey, I like that beautiful music, huh? Yeesh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dan, and I usually listen to you on 98.9 WXXW from Worcester.
Yes, listen, this is a plot that the station owner, Mr. Carlson, is trying to work out. I found this out today. For those of you interested about the show in Worcester, Massachusetts, Mr. Carlson, the guy who owns the station in his fetal position most times and a ball under his desk when our show is on.
You also know him as the Maytag repairman.
Yeah, you know, the loneliest guy in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Maytag repairman.
No one's coming near me.
He is upset because the show's not generating the type of response that he thinks it should get. And rather than just be a man and come out and cancel the show, he's come to our network, Westwood One, the Westwood One Entertainment Network. He said, listen, I'm taking the show off, but I'll put it back on if I get some calls and if I get some letters from people.
Oh, boo.
You know, all he's doing is just screwing with the lives of the people who do listen.
That's not fair to do that to our listeners.
To the program. So we're not on again today in Worcester, Massachusetts.
But yeah, you shouldn't call us. You should really call him.
I know.
I know that plays right into his hands. But really, I mean, we would love to be back on there, and that's who you should direct your complaints to.
I know. F crazy Kathleen.
What about Kathleen?
Oh, she's crazy.
You didn't hear the show yesterday because we'd been canceled yesterday.
This might be some very distressing news for you.
I canceled Kathleen yesterday. Oh, I punched her ticket. She's out. She's history.
Yeah, very unceremoniously she was dismissed.
Just decided. I'd had enough of her.
That's good.
And her silly reindeer games. Same with Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy's put on something that he's been put on before.
Double secret probation.
Yeah, he always ends up coming back.
Yeah, of course. Well, I love you guys, and it's been nice talking to you.
Well, listen, this is not the end, my friend. This is not the end.
Really?
This is just the beginning. For what you must do is make it a one-man quest to get our show back on this sleepy little hamlet of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yes, tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Should I go buy a machine gun from the...
Your call is important to me, but hold on a moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling about the Striptiria.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Hello, who is this?
Dominique.
Oh, Dominique.
Dominique.
Dominique. Where were you from, Dominique?
Gaithersburg.
How old are you?
29.
What do you do?
I'm a management analyst.
Do you always whisper like this, Dominique?
I think I'm talking a normal voice.
I think it works for her.
Most people say that.
It's a little breathy. It's a little bit...
I just got in the house.
Don't hassle the sister, Mike.
It's a little intriguing.
You're a woman of color, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Who's the celebrity you think? And see, I know that because I once rented a dirty movie called Women of Color.
Oh, you did.
The celebrity that you think you most resemble.
I have been told Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Sade.
Halle Berry or who?
Or Sade, the singer.
Sade. Or as Charlie and Harrigan called them, Sadie.
Sadie. S-A-D-E. Oh, man, Halle Berry, say no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who my favorite African-American woman is. It's either Halle Berry or Esther Roll.
That's tough. Well, can't you have them both?
Talk about your hard-baked role.
Yeah. Well, and you know how I feel. I think my feelings go without saying, Don.
Talk about your pumpernickel role.
My actions have spoken louder than my words.
JJ.
Yeah. I'm talking about the lovely and talented Shirley Hemphill.
Sure. Shirley Hemphill. Well, listen, you're in. We'd love to have you in.
Okay.
Love to have you play our silly reindeer game. That'll be Thursday. That'll be strip trivia.
Thursday. Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very nice. Hold on, please. Now, here's what we have lined up for the ladies. We have lookalikes for, they say.
We don't mention their names. We just mention the lookalikes.
Linda Blair, Terry Hatcher, a fat Natalie Wood. I almost said a Nat Fadley Wood.
A Nat Fadley Wood.
Well, I think I'll just call her Fadley Wood.
Fadley Wood.
Heather Locklear. And Halle Berry.
Wow.
So we need two more women for Friday's edition of Strip Trivia, and then we'll get right to the guys. Now, where was that poor gentleman from Massachusetts?
He's back on hold.
Yes, hello.
Hi. What should I do? Should I get a gun?
No.
We don't want you to get a gun.
Of course not.
The Unabomber.
No,
listen, just call.
Not funny.
Call the local station. That's what they want you to do is call them. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Call them and have your friends call them and have your parents call them and have your sister call them and everybody call them.
That's how you do it. See, because you can't deny the fact that the show is growing. The show is spreading like a fungus. And if this gentleman in Worcester, Massachusetts wants to be on the ground floor of the greatest history in the entire, the greatest show in the entire history of radio, then he has the chance to do it now.
He does.
And if not, he will be watching us as we jump to the top in market after market after market.
He'll be eating our dust.
Yes, he will, as we look in our rearview mirror. For I ask you this.
What?
How could the show not be always ever forward and gaining momentum where we're canceled in Worcester, Massachusetts, but on the very same day, we are picked up in Salt Lake City?
There you go.
Now, if the Mormons can embrace this show, well, now they haven't embraced it yet. We don't start in Salt Lake till the 1st of September.
That's good.
But we got us a station in Salt Lake City.
That's great. Beautiful, beautiful town.
Oh, boy, we will set that town on their ear.
Absolutely.
They have never heard anything. You and I are going to be like Lucifer and Satan all over again.
I hope we're going to set it on their ear. Hope it's their good ear.
Listen, right to the station. That's what I guess what they want you to do. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We do a good show every day. We do the best we can. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate the support. We just wish the radio station would work with us.
Okay.
Don't hamper the show.
Do you understand what your mission is now?
Yes, I do, Masters.
All right, then do what you must, and thank you for your support.
I will chop them up.
Now, you're going back to the violent thing.
We don't think you need to kill anybody or chop anybody up. Worst case scenario, you got to move somewhere else where you can hear the show.
For now, just phone calls, okay?
Ever seen the movie Eating Raoul?
No, I don't remember that movie.
Why? What scene are you speaking about?
When they chop them up and they eat them.
Is that kind of what you want to do regardless of what the situation is?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I think
you ever chopped up anybody before and eaten them?
I can't say that. The case is still pending.
Really?
Still pending. Oh, okay.
These weird little fantasies.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my God.
Pads in the refrigerator.
He's loving this. The conversation is now on his turf.
And look at that. It's changed from a guy, a fan, who's upset because the show's been canceled now to chopping up people and eating them.
Somebody wants to be a cannibal just for the sake of being a cannibal. And you're loving this discussion right now, aren't you?
Listen, I'm sure you'd make a fine young cannibal, but we don't have the time to talk to you, so we got to go.
Okay, bye.
All right, okay. I was going to say eat me, but but you never know. Got to watch it. You got to watch that thing.
There he goes.
What's this? I got a letter. I got two letters. I got a couple of faxes here. First, a fax, from the drunken Scottish bastard.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
This guy has faxed us before. Dear Don and Mike, I'm sitting here contemplating my otherwise sorry life when your dulcet tones came to me over the air. I now have a reason to live. Although, having said that, I must say that the contest with Scotty the Dwarf was a joke last week. He ate, what, 11 Reese's Cups? One time, down at the local pub, I ate 50 eggs in an hour.
All right, Luke.
And they were pickled. Of course, so was I.
Mm.
One time, I was watching that show where they asked the contestants questions. You know, the one if you get the question wrong, you have to take off a piece of your clothes. And it struck me that the show was tilted against the women. Example, they asked this guy when World War II started, and he said 1941. They asked the woman, and if she got it wrong, she'd have to take her clothes off. They said, within three, how many people were killed in World War II? Well, that sounds like one of the questions that perhaps we've had on a previous edition of Strip Trivia. Mm-hmm. If you sometimes have a hard time telling the difference between reality and make-believe, can I borrow $20? This fax would make more sense if I wasn't three sheets to the wind right now.
Sounds like he's three sheets to the wind.
But I am very drunk, and there's nothing I can do about it. Don, Mike, Buzz... You guys rock. Wow. Your friend, the drunken Scottish bastard from Northern California.
Well, thank you very much for writing to us.
Thank you. I've got another fax here. This is from Mr. Helper in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, dear.
Dear Don and Mike, they have just played Dennis Murphy's promo on 97.1 The Fox at Ocean City.
That's a double secret probation promo.
It was rather good. Yet, surprisingly, I had trouble understanding Dennis.
Hey, Don, excuse me. Rarely do I make you look out the window, but yes. I just wanted to point out to you, that's the look I'll be wearing down in Ocean City, that guy walking along the sidewalk there. I always get a chuckle when I see that.
Why do guys look so stupid when they don't wear their shirts in everyday life? You know the worst where a guy really looks dumb? I just saw a guy walking out down the street who has a backpack on and no shirt.
No shirt and just regular pants.
The worst look you can go for is driving your car with no shirt on. You know what you're saying to people?
What?
I'm a Goomba.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at me.
Really?
I am a stupid Goomba.
Just something about that guy walking down. And, you know, not exactly a hot day here in Washington,
no,
D.C.
No, but it's like 65.
Yeah. There he is with a shirt off.
He's not a driving Goomba. He's a walking Goomba. Ah, yeah, Goomba.
Goombas everywhere.
Okay. It was good, yet surprisingly, I had trouble understanding Dennis.
Huh.
The only real problem that I thought you guys should know about is he says something about your mothers at the end of the promo.
Really?
This may piss you off. I am just trying to help Mr. Helper from Ocean City, Maryland.
That's interesting. I wonder what they're saying on the promo.
I do not know.
We won't be able to find out because we will never play the promo on this station, on this show. We'll play it on whatever station they're on.
Well, maybe we will.
Now I'm curious because
He's
mentioning our mamas. The Dennis Murphy, who we realized right before you put him on double secret probation, kind of out of control lately.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Totally gone to his head. His 15 minutes of fame has turned into 10 years of fame.
Pretty Men Broadcasting.
Yes, it is Pretty Men Broadcasting. Hello, this is Don and Mike. Can you put us through to the control room of 97.1, please?
Okay, hold that thought, or whatever you want to hold.
I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Wacky. Wacky receptionist. Hates the world. Takes it out on the callers every day. Pretty Men Broadcasting, hold! Pretty Men Broadcasting, can you hold?
All this or whatever else you were doing.
And that annoying beep beep.
That mean we're being recorded?
I believe so. What was that?
You know, just hopefully somebody will be listening to that somewhere down the road. And I wanted to do it.
Hello?
Is this the Fox, this is Klug.
Yes, hello, Klug.
Klug, dude.
Klug man. Jack Klugman.
Man.
Hello, it's Don and Mike. Hi, how are you?
Dude, man, what's up?
Hey, listen, we understand. I got a fax here that you just played one of the Dennis Murphy promos.
Yeah.
Could you play that and turn the speakers up so we can hear it?
Sure, hold on one second.
All right, great.
Let me see if I can get it here. There's a couple of them. There's like five of them, actually.
Five of them? Jesus.
Yeah, we had them in here.
I didn't actually
meet them. I was out doing a remote, and I just got in.
What's everybody got to say after meeting the great Dennis Murphy?
Well, they like the Murphy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, you know?
Everybody likes Dennis when they meet him for the first time. We've been with him 11 years.
11 years?
Yeah, you try looking out your window and seeing him out there once a week. See how you like it.
Yeah, I heard you banned him from the show, huh?
Well, just double secret probation, that's all.
Okay, that's cool. Here's one of them. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dennis Murphy, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show on 97.1 The Fox. Crank this mother up.
Well, it wasn't our mothers.
Oh, no,
it was crank this mother up.
Nothing about our
mother
mothers.
Up.
All right, let's hear another one.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Dennis Murphy. Now back to the Don and Mike Show. I'm not going to the one to sock. I wish they were as pretty as me.
We wish
they were as pretty as me.
Oh, wish they were as pretty as me. Pretty as me.
Pretty. I understand.
All right,
pretty.
Let's hear the next one.
Hey, we got about three more. Hold on.
Okay, great.
The Fox rocks with Don and Mike. Weekdays afternoon, 3 to 7 on Latin 71. The Fox. This is Dennis Murphy. Listen, or I'll move in with you.
Or I'll move in with you.
That's cute. That's a good one.
All right, another one, please.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Dennis Murphy, God and Life number one fan. Listen to them on Latin 71, The Fox, because they're so dreamy.
I don't know what that one was.
Hey, listen, are your microphones dry yet? All right, one more.
I think we had to clean that one off with some Windex.
Let's hear the fifth one. Let's hear one more.
One more.
You got one more?
Okay. Hi, this is Dennis Murphy, God and Life number one fan. Listen to them on Latin 71, The Fox.
Dreamy. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Klug. Bye-bye.
See
you. Oh, that's great.
That's our board operator from Ocean City. We'll be up there next Monday in the sleepy hamlet of Ocean City, Maryland, a town that has embraced this program and brought us to the number one slot in the Arbitron ratings in only one ratings period.
Yeah, we're delighted with that news.
So we will be up there. We're actually going to have an open casting call, a competition to find our brand new Robbe, our brand new Zach Spiewak.
That's right. Then we're looking for the next Zach.
So if you'd like to join us, we're going to be at a joint called Secrets right on Coastal Highway in Ocean City, Maryland. That'll be next Monday. Doors open. I guess like 11 or 12, we'll be there starting at 3 o'clock.
Right.
We are charging $3 a head to get in, with all proceeds going to the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Department.
We're
going to
raise some money for them.
Sure are. We'd love to meet you there in Ocean City, Maryland next Monday. Even though he's on double secret probation, nobody tell him. Those are pretty cute.
Yeah, especially the one where he threatens to move in on, you know, into your house.
And when we move to Ocean City, oh, God bless that Ken Stevens. You know, if he could, he would sell the time and temperature on this show. Our trip to Ocean City, sponsored by Miller Lite.
Miller Lite!
When you're in OC and you have the great taste of Miller Lite, life is good. Listen, I got to go to the bathroom, and I'm sure that is sponsored by somebody. We will be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wahoo!
WJFK.
It's the show with that hands-on hips, shake your head, mo' money, mo' deef, mo' life attitude. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, don't put her on hold yet. I've been told there's a woman on one of the request lines. I think she's caller 100 or something on another radio station to win a prize.
Hello.
So now we're going to tell her she won 100-something, 100, what's something I can give her, man? 100,
100
snotty Kleenexes, 100 used tampons.
100 men passing gas in her living room.
Buzz, what do you think, man? I got to give her a... She thinks she'd want 100 or 10,000 something, man.
100 nights with Dennis Murphy.
10,000 pieces of cat poop. Here you go. Yeah, thanks a lot. You've won 10,000 pieces of cat poop.
All right, put her on hold. All right. Yes. Hello, good afternoon.
Who is this?
This is the DWEJAY. Good afternoon. Who is this?
This is Heidi.
Heidi. Hi, Heidi. Where are you calling from, baby?
This is a joke. Do I have the wrong number?
What number are you calling, baby? This is no joke. Right now. You're on the air. Why are you calling?
I'm not even on the air. I have the radio on.
I'm recording this. We don't do anything live on this station.
Did you call for the 10,000?
Huh?
Did you call for the 10,000?
Did I win it?
You have won 10,000 pieces of cat poop!
10,000 pieces of cat dung for you, Heidi.
Oh, gee, that's fabulous.
Petrified cat poop.
Yeah, it's been around an awfully long time. We've dug it out of the kitty litter.
Swap them, trade them, collect them with your friends. Make decorative necklaces.
That's right, a little Elmer's glue and that cat poop, and you can make a wonderful wall hanging.
Congratulations. What's the radio station just gave you 10,000 petrified pieces of cat dung?
Who the hell is this?
That's right, baby. That's right.
It's W. Who the hell is this?
That's right, baby. Woo!
All right.
It's K-R-U-D.
Crud Radio.
The Big Crud.
Crud.
Yeah. Crud, the Big Crud.
So, what made you call for the contest, Heidi?
So, who am I speaking with?
Heidi, that doesn't answer my question. I wanted to know, why'd you call the contest?
I called the contest because I wanted to win $10,000.
I'm sorry, that's another station. We're giving away 10,000 petrified pieces of cat poop.
So the bad news would be, Heidi, you're not going to get your 10,000 in cash, but there's a good chance the cat poop will be arriving before Halloween.
And I have some more great Celine Dion music for you. Just
that's
a moment.
Awesome. Thank you.
Because that's not what I know that you like.
Thank you.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
That's right, because we're your cat poop connection. All right, Heidi.
She's still staying on the line. God bless her. Staying on the line.
That's right.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
That's right. It's me, Jack Diamond.
Mix 107.3.
I'd like to say a big hi to Heidi, who got the wrong number.
Heidi, the stupidest person listening to the radio today across America, right here. God bless her.
See, under normal circumstances, Heidi'd win 10 grand, but she was too stupid, so she gets the cat poop.
As dumb as a box of rocks. Thank you, Kathy, from Diamond in the Morning.
Thank you.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing more fun than those wrong numbers.
Oh, God, I do love that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
10,000 pieces of petrified cat poop.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to go into your home.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
My name's Captain Jester. I'm calling from the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Company down here in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes, Captain Jester.
How you guys doing?
Captain Jester.
Captain Jester, what are you wearing, that big goofy hat with the bells on the end of it?
Exactly
Jester.
Right.
Jester, I hardly knew her. Hey, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
Nuts Dirtag with a funny. Yes, hi. Hi, Captain.
Just to give you guys a little bit of information, when you're coming down here on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and you guys give us a little plug, we appreciate that, but it's the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Company, not the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Department. That really strikes a nerve with some of the members down here.
Who cares?
I would think so.
What's the difference?
We're just not affiliated with the city. We're not a city department.
Listen, hold on a second there, Captain. Do you go in your red truck to put out fires?
We most certainly do.
Then what's the difference? Fire company, fire department.
Well, the money.
The truth, I don't see any difference in it at all. However, that's just the way the brass likes it to be.
Let me ask you a question. Will the money that is raised at this appearance that we're doing at Secrets go to you?
Not to me personally, no. But
Will it go to your fire department?
To our fire company, yes, it will.
Yeah, well, what the hell's the difference then?
I don't know, but like I said,
now listen, the brass doesn't care. Let me talk to Mr. Brass. Put Mr. Brass on the phone right now.
I'm not at one of the stations right now.
Well, then how did you know that the brass is upset that we called it a fire department, not a company or whatever?
Oh, that's been a large past couple of years now.
Wouldn't the truth be that you just wanted to be Captain Big Shot and tell us one word was wrong when we were talking about the benefit?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys to tell you how much we appreciate it.
No, come on now.
Well, if you appreciate it, you wouldn't be busting our chops over one word.
That's the last thing I'm doing.
Let me ask you this. If the check's made out to the fire department, will it still cash?
Hey, that's a very good question. I'm sure we could give it a try.
Are you touching your hose right now? Are you?
No, I am not.
Now, what is the ratio of fires put out to the ratio of cases of beer consumed in your particular fire company?
No comment on that.
You guys ever just pull up to a fire, just pull down your pants and pee all over the fire? You guys ever do that?
No, not here, but I'm sure it's happened in other places.
It's probably happened at the fire company.
No, the fire department.
I'm sorry, the fire department. Well, now,
they're close together. So there's an Ocean City Fire Department and an Ocean City Fire Company?
No, sir, that is incorrect. There is only one, and it's the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Company.
Well, then what do you care? Everybody knows what we're talking about, the firemen.
Yeah, they most certainly know.
Wait a minute, you mean there's not another organization that's called the department?
No, sir.
Well, then calling it the fire.
What do you care?
What's the difference? You have to explain these things to us. You brought it up.
Like I said, it's not a department of the city. It's not right. Affiliated with the city directly.
But if you say volunteer, then everybody knows. If we say volunteer fire department, they know it's not a division of the city and you're not working for the city. If you say the Ocean City Fire Department...
If your house is on fire, you don't say, I want to call the fire company. You say, call the fire department.
You're right, and we've had this...
Are you the only...
So if I called, if my house was burning, give me my fire sound effect. Hold on, I need my fire sound effect because I need to make a point here.
You're the only fire department down there, right?
We're the only fire company down here.
Come on.
Hold on. I had the fire sound effects out yesterday. Okay, now let's say you pick up the phone and it's me and I go, my house is burning. Fire department, come to 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
We won't be able to do that, sir.
My house is burning. Please, you're the fire department.
I can't help you, sir.
Why?
Sir, you're not calling us by the proper name.
I'm calling the fire department. My house is on fire at 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
I understand you're burning down, sir, but you're not calling the right place. You're calling us the fire department, and we will be unable to help you.
Is that pretty much how it goes?
It's not quite that extreme.
All right, Captain.
Thanks, Captain. You gave us a lot of material.
I appreciate it, you guys, and we'll have fun. We'll have fun seeing you on Monday.
Oh, you bet we will.
Yeah, we want to see you.
Oh, I'll come down there. You can bust my chops as well.
All right. We'll look for the man with the big oversized helmet.
That'll be me.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, gentlemen, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
And you can bet he's glad he called.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
It's a kid. Listen, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're not 23. What year were you born? Come on now, fess up. Don't make me do the caller ID thing.
Okay,
How old are you?
Okay.
You know you shouldn't be caught on the show.
You must tell the truth.
Unless mommy and daddy are there. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Why are you calling?
Huh?
Is this call for Jimmy the intern?
Do you study real hard in school, especially during English class?
No.
Are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a boy.
You're a what?
Boy.
Yeah.
He's a Roy, Mike.
He's a Roy?
He's a Roy.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy. He's a Roy.
No, I'm not a Roy.
He's a Roy.
You might want to pronounce those S's, T's, and M's really clearly so we can understand you over the phone.
Okay.
That's why the Japanese are kicking our ass every day of every week of every second of every year.
You're the only one that's ever said that, Don, and you know it for a fact that pretty soon, someday, that it's going to be payback time for us.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Someday it'd be payback time for us.
Big time payback.
Because the Japanese kids not calling the Donnie Mike Show in Tokyo and mispronouncing their R's, they're ruining reading, writing, arithmetic. Now listen, why are you calling?
I was calling for the male stripping.
What?
Male stripping.
Listen, you little punk, you're not old enough.
Right.
Where's your mommy or daddy? Do you know? Are you a child of a broken family?
No.
Mommy and daddy split up?
No.
So both your parents, do they know you're calling us right now?
I don't know.
Are you one of the latchkey kids?
No.
Are mommy and daddy at home right now, or are you left at home alone?
No, I'm home alone.
Then you're a latchkey kid.
Of course you're home alone. You know, this show is not for children.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Now listen, promise you're not going to call. Go do something good. Go do your homework or something.
Okay.